Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast, bringing you fun and soulful interviews with spiritual teachers with the aim of tuning you in and lighting you up. With your host, George Lizos.
Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the psychic scanning online workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. In today's episode, we're talking all about Kabbalah. Now, did you know that there are three ways of spelling Kabbalah, if not more? The first one is with a K, the second one is with a Q, and the third one is with a C. And although the three terms are variations of the same spiritual traditions, there are subtle differences. But what is Kabbalah anyway? Although the practice of Kabbalah is rooted in Judaism, its use is not restricted to certain religions, hence the spelling variations. And to be honest with you, even after researching the meaning and teachings of Kabbalah online for an hour, I still was confused as to what exactly it was and how to use it. But my chat with Remington Donovan in this week's episode helped clear things up. So think of Kabbalah as a set of tools you can use to understand yourself, others, and the world. And you can use these tools to deepen your connection to Source, experience healing and personal transformation, and manifest your desires. Such tools include the Tree of Life, Tarot, Astrology, and Numerology. Kabbalah combines them all together into a comprehensive spiritual system for spiritual growth. Fascinating, right? So specifically in this episode, you learn the difference between Kabbalah with a K, Q, and C, how to use the Tree of Life for manifestation, how to work with a universal energy for healing, and a new way of understanding and working with Tarot. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know what you most enjoyed about it. And without further ado, enjoy this episode with Remington Donovan. Remington Donovan is a master numerologist and mystic seer trained in the spiritual wisdom of the ancients. He was quite literally born into the traditions of mysticism, spirituality, and meditation, which naturally evolved into his now 30 years of experience practicing with tarot and numerology. Along with performing thousands of private readings, Remington teaches and speaks all over the world. He hosts the Mystical Artists podcast and leads the Mystical Arts Mystery School. And his book, Numerology, A Beginner's Guide to the Spiritual Meaning of Numbers, is out now. Remington, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
George, it's an honor to be here. Super exciting. And yeah, and also you're in Cyprus, which is on my list of places I really want to visit.
I want to learn about what the Kabbalah is, because it brings in so many different aspects. But for someone who's a total beginning, how would you describe it very simply?
I mean, it's a methodology, and it's, you know, ultimately it's a tool and a process of your own self-discovery and your sort of in hermetic or ceremonial magic contents. It's one of the tools that we use to access what is your true will, which is like in modern context is like your high destiny. And in old language would be, what is God's will for you? Meaning, what the heck was I born to do? Who am I? What was I born to do? And then the Kabbalah becomes an integral part of that process. And for me, it's one of the tools. And it simply roots, its first impression would be the Tree of Life. And then that tree, which sort of starts with something called Kether as the crown, this energy moves down. So in a way, it's a tool of manifestation. It's the flow of the universe. It's the symbolism of the universe. And tarot, what a lot of people don't know is tarot. I'm talking 78 card tarot, not like oracle decks, is the Tree of Life. So all tarot readers are practicing Kabbalists, but it's just a way to, the way it was taught to me is one of the tools to unravel those layers and those illusions and get to the core and the essence of, oh, this is me, here's some of my purpose, and here's what I could be doing. So it also is a tool to give tremendous maneuverability and empowerment in the world, as well as, you know, self-discovery.
Kabbalah is, the way I understand it from how you explained it, it's a multidisciplinary system, esoteric system, that combines different tools and different concepts and frameworks, like such as the tarot, astrology, numerology, the Tree of Life, to understanding ourselves, the world, and finding our will and purpose and also manifesting our desire. So it's essentially, it's more than just a tool. It's a combination of tools and a way of living and understanding the world. Is that right?
Yeah, really well said, actually. Thanks for that. Because it's like such a broad spectrum topic. But yeah, and that's, I learned it in a very practical way. So use these things in your life. Like for, so for example, maybe I'm just being too like fat and lazy and I can't get anything done. Well, what is that a symptom of in Kabbalah? Well, that would most likely be hesed, too much mercy, right? I'm being too gentle, right? We always hear like, it's, you know, make sure we take time for self-care. And I always joke, you can self-care your way into oblivion. Now, and sometimes we want to rest and whatever, but so I know that's the number four, that's the color blue, that's the planet Jupiter. Okay, I'm being a little soft. I got to get a lot done, a lot of work. So let me use the opposite spectrum of that, which is red, which is five, which is Mars, which is Geborah. And now I'm like, okay, I'm going to sort of dust off the cobwebs. I'm going to get off the couch. I'm going to get moving. And then I apply tenacity. I apply work, diligence, you know, gumption. And that's going to come from Saturn, which is Bina. But then I could go deeper and deeper that it becomes a method almost of psychology and self-discovery, because you start to see where am I a little deficient? Where do I have too much of something? And Kabbalah, we're striving for balance and coming center and staying aligned and attuned with like our, in my language would be our holy guardian angel, but it's really just our highest selves, that we sort of know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what's right. And so it really comes down to so much self-discovery. That's how it was taught to me.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So it's essentially like it's a spiritual diagnostic system. That's how I understand it from what you just said. So something's going on, something's not working out, or I want to create something. And I'm going to use this framework of understanding myself and the world, tap into those frequencies that are connected to so many different layers. It's numbers, it's planets, it's different aspects, and find a way to what? How do you draw in that energy?
Well, I mean, those everything you just described is just very accurate. That process in of itself starts to just expand your consciousness. And so as your consciousness expands, you start to come into the right spot. And we change in hermetic magic, we change our frequency. One of the first things I was taught is whatever it is that you want, like our job is to make ourselves a fit receptacle, right? So I'd like a job, you know, I'd like to write a book. I want the book to be a New York Times bestseller, right? Because we're both writers and things like that. Well, what is it in my frequency? What is the work that? Well, first thing you got to do is write the book, right? Because you're not gonna. So it's, but it just the process of like looking at the symbols. Like I could look at this little Christmas decoration and say, well, that's green. Okay, well, that's Venus. That's my sensuality, my romance, my art, my creativity. And as my mind starts to go in that direction, I can start to just learn so much. It really starts with learning about yourself, because how are you going to be a fit receptacle for a greater success if you have all this sort of clutter that you're unconscious of? But, you know, doing numerology, which is what my book is, it's that process just expands you where you start to know. So maybe you are seeing a certain color everywhere you go. Let's say you're seeing black, right? Black is Bina. That's the great mother. And maybe you're seeing it in a weird context. Well, black is also the number three. It's the planet Saturn. So now you know, okay, everywhere I go, I keep seeing threes everywhere. Well, okay, is there some unresolved mommy issues, right? Is there something, or it's Saturn, which is about work. So it's like, oh, maybe I need to get to work. Maybe I need to focus. Maybe I need to be more disciplined. So these messages come, you just start getting good at deciphering the signs, but ultimately it's all for your own spiritual growth. You know, the great work, which is the term in this tradition, in the ceremonial magic tradition, and that loosely is union with God. And then in Eastern traditions that I grew up with, this notion of enlightenment, but becoming our highest, most divine self, you know, regardless of the language you want to put in there. And I can't comment on a lot of the ancient Greek, which I'm very interested in, but it's probably doing very similar things, because you have a code, you have these symbols, and you see how those gods appear and manifest in nature.
And yes, and when you look at Hermeticism, which is a blend of Egyptian and Greek philosophy, when you look into what the Hermetists believe and you read the ancient texts, they actually draw from Plato, or they draw from all the different ancient philosophical schools in both ancient Greece and Egypt, because the Greeks essentially borrowed from the Egyptians as they went, and they got all this knowledge. So eventually it got all mixed up. And it got like unified in some way. And I guess that's what the Kabbalah tries to do, bring everything together.
Yeah, it's like gives you a little better framework, because now you could look at a color or a planet and attribute a god. Like, for example, yellow, you could attribute to Tifereth, which is the sixth Sephira, which is the sun and the sky. Now, that also is considered the sacrificed god. So that really roots to Osiris in ancient Egypt, which then later became the mythology of Christ. You know, you sort of, Osiris died and was a human and transformed his energy and became a god, especially through the magic of Isis. Even a lot of Catholicism draws on that, you know, and then there's Kabbalah with a C, which has implications of mystic Christianity. But what I learned is definitely tied into the Greek. I was just less trained in that language. I was taught that before one could study with Pythagoras, you had to take a vow of silence for 5 years, which was always like my teacher's joke, to like, just be quiet, listen, don't block the energy, allow it to come to you.
Yes, that's the issue. Well, it's and also the hidden blessing of mystical schools in the ancient times. They were mystical because they were not written down. Everything was taught from the master to the teacher, and then that's how they ended up to the present moment. Because, as you know, many of them ended up being underground and then still training people. And there actually is the Pythagorean mystical school still active in Greece. I tried to get in, they wouldn't let me.
Well, I guess not your destiny. You know, a lot of what I was taught was a lot of the Egyptian symbolism. But then I also learned not Hebrew as a spoken language, but I know the alphabet really well, because that ties into numerology, gematria, which is, you know, different letters have different values, things like that. So I really, then you just open up another door of expanding your consciousness. And there's so much that you can learn just right on your own. But then there's the Greek, and I'm only familiar with a little bit of that. And I never, that just never became available to me. But the numerology of the Greek letters, which also you can start to connect in with the Hebrew. And again, like you said, it, you know, some level, and what I was taught is that on this planet, you know, before, you know, we had Atlantis, we had Lemuria, we had Mu, that's the mythology of it. But Egypt was the last known living civilization that we can sort of academically prove. And we know that those mysteries, that magic just came through. And the Greeks, I mean, I was in Alexandria in these caverns below the earth to see that at that point, a lot of the Egyptian magic had sort of faded. And then this was like the land of Alexandria trying to recreate it and bring it and restore it. But it was interesting to see, I don't know if you've been there, but the artwork, you're like, oh, this looks kind of Greek. It's like Greek interpretations of the ancient Egyptian and even the artwork. I actually really love that style. And Alexandria just has an energy. That city is wild.
I love how Kabbalah just brings everything together as a universal system that's not religious, it's not tied to something specific, it just helps you understand like universal wisdom and how everything works. Now, what would be your recommendation to someone just starting out exploring the Kabbalah? Because it's such a huge topic, some people may be feeling like overwhelmed, like, where do I start? So for a beginner, where would they start?
Well, at my book, not even trying to plug it, it's a start of numerology, but I tie in the Kabbalah. And so when you start to see numbers and attribute colors and planets, because then you're dealing with Greek and Roman and things like that, that will start to unravel those mysteries. Another book that was recommended to me, I don't feel like it's a page turner of a read, but there's very good information. And I love her, Dion Fortune, who is English. There was a big revival in England as well in the early 1900s with a lot of this work, late 1800s, early 1900s. And her book, The Mystical Kabbalah, is a great framework. And that is very accurate in accordance to the tradition I was taught. So I can rely on her. Because a lot of times you start Googling stuff and people, it's very apparent someone wasn't trained. They don't know, or they're just pulling in too much loose information. But even, you know, like K Kabbalah, which might be more rooted in Judaism, or people think that Kabbalah is all about Judaism or something. You know, I've met those Kabbalists too that happen to also be Jewish, and they will definitely tell you it's not Judaism, and that there's sort of the ancient Hebrew were really a sort of cast of sages and magicians. And it just was powerful magic, but it all comes through. Pythagoras was on some level teaching that. But also, you know, how I grew up learning about all these different religions, you realize, oh, it's just the same teachings come through that cultural language. But those are two good books. My Patreon is a great way to start. I do a lot of workshops, and it's just such a broad, it's so endless. Like, every number is infinite.
I love that. Thank you so much for introducing us to Kabbalah. It's such a fascinating topic, so much to explore. And I was wondering whether you can share with us a little bit about how can people get in touch with you, get the book, and how can people work with you? You mentioned Patreon. What are some other places?
My Instagram is The Mystical Arts, or if you just Google Remington Donovan, like, a lot of those links will come up and through my website. But the book is available pretty worldwide.
All the links will be in the show notes below for everybody to check out. Remington, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I really enjoyed our chat.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at George Lizos to grab your free Lightworker survival guide and catch the next live episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.